Somebody say, we used to say this back in the day, but I still keep it with me. Do you love the Word of God? I love the Word of God. Come on, lift your hands if you love the Word of God. Can't do nothing without the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I want you to go with me. God told me to decree this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Psalm 18, and we're going to start at the 17th verse. Lord Jesus. And I think we are going to stop somewhere around. I think we're going to stop. We're going to start verse 17, but I believe we're going to start. We're going to stop around. Verse 40. So it says this, and I'm decreeing this over your life. He delivered. You know what? I'm just going to put you there. I'm just going to say you. So you get read this and God just blew my socks off. But it says this, he delivered you. Or I say it like this. Well, let's read the scripture. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated you. Let's talk to you. For they were too strong for you. They confronted you in the day of your calamity. But the Lord was your support. He also brought you out into a broad place, a spacious place, a fat place, a large place, an expanse place. He delivered you because he delighted in you. The Lord rewarded you according to your righteousness, according to the cleanness of your hands. He has recompensed you. For you have kept the ways of the Lord and have not done wickedly or wickedly departed from the Lord, your God. For all his judgments were before you, and you did not put away his statutes from you. You were blameless before him, and you kept yourself from your iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed you according to your righteousness, according to the cleanness of your hands in his sight. With the merciful, somebody say merciful, you will show yourself merciful, God. With the blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you shall show yourself to be pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten your darkness. For by you I can run against the truth. By my God I can leap over a wall. You can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms you with strength and makes your way perfect and makes your feet like the feet of a deer and sets you on the high places and teaches your hands to make war, then so that your arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield, your salvation. Oh God, Lord Jesus, he's giving you the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held you up. His right hand has held you up. His gentleness has made you great. You enlarged your path under him. He's enlarged his path under you so that your feet do not slip. You pursued your enemies and overtaken them. Neither did you turn back again till they were destroyed. You wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under your feet. For you have armed, he has armed you with strength for the battle. My God. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. He has subdued under you those who rose up against you. And verse 40, you have also, God, you've also given them, given me, given us the necks of our enemies so that I destroy those who hated me. Lord Jesus. God's calling you to your secret place. God's calling you to get there. Get there. Whatever you got to do, get in that secret place. Get in that high place. You want to go there. You want to get there. You got to be there. You don't want to miss God not being in place. You don't want to miss God not being in place. Right now, God, I thank you for your people, God. Let us not miss our place, God. We just pray that right now. We don't have any more time to waste. We have no more seasons to watch come. We can just float by us, God. Teach us, God. Teach us. Show us, God. Show us, Lord God, how to be mighty warriors in your kingdom. That we not be afraid. But we be righteous, and that the righteous are as bold as a lion. Teach us, God, that we can't keep calling ourselves prophets and we don't pray. We can't keep calling ourselves seeing for the nation we can't see for us. Help us, God, to see what you see. We want to see what you see, Father. We want to see it. We want to see you. We want to see you. We worship you even now, God. We give you the praise. You need to stop running to your prayer partner. Run to your pastor wearing him to death. And run to the rock that's higher than I. Often when we say higher than I, we think, oh, it's higher than it's. Run to the rock that's higher than I. He's not saying run to the rock that's higher than you necessarily. Run to the rock that's higher than self. And one of the Greek words, or the Greek word for self, is idiot. Idiot. You got to get to a place where you get above the idiot in your life. Tell the idiot to shut up so you can hear what God is saying. Someone bought me something I want to share with you guys before I get off of here. But someone bought me a beautiful, you see it, I'm going to show it to you real quick. It's passing by, it's the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, praise God. No. Someone bought me a beautiful, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful chest, and I keep a lot of papers and different things that mean a lot to me in this chest, and it really kind of represents me. God's filling me up. He's daily loading me with benefits. Oh, glory. But there's things, there's treasures on the inside. This is you. This is your vessel. This is you. And there's some things that the Lord wants to unlock. There's some things the Lord wants to open. So that when he opens you up, he can fill you. But he can't fill you. Out of place. It's time to find your place and find your treasure so you can get to your inheritance and your divine destiny in God. Well, not out of ministry, we're just out a little bit of time, and I just wanted you to be encouraged. Next week, we're going to be talking about, I'm so excited about the next ones. Y'all, somebody getting fed. I don't care who it is, it's just one person. I'll minister to that one person till we just both bless Jesus. Hallelujah. But we're going to be talking about what spirit are you wearing. We're going to talk about clothes in the realm of the spirit next week. And then we're going to be diving into the 10 dimensions of priestly intercession and how the different pieces of the clothing meant so much to the priesthood and what that represent. And then I think we're going to be talking about being a carrier of the glory. And then that might coincide with the God Encounter 2012, which is happening in Georgia, in Noonan, Georgia. I'm going to come and actually, if you go on Facebook, you can find more of the details. You look up Prophetess LaShawn Bailey. She's a daughter and a partner of Transformation Ministries. Hallelujah. And God is just doing an awesome thing. And also, the anniversary of my ministry, Transformation Ministries. We've been going 2 years strong since December 1st, 2010. And I just thank God. God has done a lot. God has done a lot, y'all. God has done a lot. I'm sitting here in this young body, but the experiences that I've been through, I wouldn't wish on a 71-year-old man. I don't know if they'd be able to take it, but I've been through a lot. But I've only been through a lot because God knew I was coming out with a whole lot more. But you know what? Until next time, you be encouraged, you be uplifted, and be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know, test, and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. Don't stop at the pleasing, don't stop at the, you know, good, don't stop at the willing, stop at the perfect will of God for your life. You never go wrong. All right. Love you. God bless you. See you next week for more of Elijah Bootcamp, School of the Holy Spirit. All right. See you then.